What happens when you have multiple losing trades and you're having a really bad trading week? Let's talk about that and more right now. Hi, Forex traders. Andrew Mitchum here, the owner of the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 4th of March. And I want to talk about something that you won't find many people talking about, this subject. What happens when you have a losing streak? What happens when you have bad days and you have bad weeks? The reason I want to talk about that is that because this week I've had one of my worst trading weeks for many, many months, if not years. It's just been one of those weeks. And so I want to address that because how you react to that is actually really important to your longer term success as a forex trader. Now, as a trader, we have to accept that losing trades are a part of trading. And of course, most people understand that. But what happens when you get multiple losing trades all in a row and you had a bad week? And, you know, that just happens, yes, but it's not that easy to deal with sometimes. But as traders, we need to accept that losing trades are a part of trading, but also accept the rough with the smooth. So as an example, the vast majority of my weeks I make profit and make some really good profit, but this week I've made a reasonable loss. So how do you cope with that? Well, firstly, of course, you can control the loss that you take per trade. So what you don't want to do is have one or two really bad trades that make massive losses and then have small gains that just claw back a tiny bit, but you still end up with a loss. So I like to have controlled risk and equal risk on every trade. But even so, I've had many losing trades this week, and overall, I'm in a loss. So why is that? Well, it's just been one of those weeks. You know, I've had retracement trades that have almost retraced to my entry level, but they haven't quite. But then they've turned around and gone and hit the full profit, but I've not got anything out of the trade because I've not actually been filled into the market. I've had trades that have moved almost to my profit target and then almost hit that level, and I haven't been there to watch the trades that have happened overnight, let's say, and by the time I wake up in the morning, look at my charts, it's got within a few pips of my profit target and it's come all the way back down again, so I've taken either a small profit or a loss. I've had other trades that have gone almost down to my stop loss, have just stopped me out by a pip or so, and then they've turned around and gone to the profit target. And it's very, very frustrating. You know, there is no doubt about it. It's frustrating and it's annoying and it's quite hard to deal with from time to time. And when that happens, you just tend to find that that happens, you know, trade after trade after trade, which is what I've experienced personally this week. But like I said, you know, longer term, you've got to look at trading as a bigger picture, as a over several months, quarters, half years, yearlies, etc. Don't just get too stressed and too worried on what's happened just today or just this week. So as an example, I had a fantastic email from a client last week who said, Andrew, I've made over 11% on my account. Now, I've not heard from her this week, so maybe her week's been not quite so good. I don't know. But, you know, if you had really good weeks like that, you can afford losing weeks. You know, she made 11% last week. Let's say, and I don't know, but let's use my example. She's down about 4% for the week. While not good, she's still, you know, if you take the longer term approach, she's still up for the last 2 weeks, 7%. So I'm just making those figures up in terms of her losses there, but she actually did make 11% last week. So again, look at the longer picture, you know, the bigger picture. Don't just get too worried about what's happening just right now. And the same also when you have great weeks and trading, great trading weeks. Don't get all excited too much because you've had an 11% gain that week. Fantastic, really good, pat yourself on the back, well done. But also accept that from time to time you are going to get losing weeks, and that that great week of 11% will get, you know, brought down and averaged out. But providing that overall the longer time frame or the longer term you are making consistent gains, that's the most important thing. You just have to accept that longer term your equity curve will not just keep going up in a straight line. You know, you will get dips, and then it will hopefully then raise again, and then you'll get another week that you'll have a bad trading week, and it will pull back again, and then it will go up again. You know, so you have to accept that as part of a trader. It's no different to any other investment. You know, you can't go and buy a house and accept that it's just going to keep going up and up and up and up in value. Sometimes there will be pullbacks, and you know, with any investment, that's just a part of the nature of the game that we're in. One thing that you should definitely try to avoid is don't go chopping and changing your system just because this week you've had a run of losing trades. You know, accept that your system won't work perfectly all the time, but have faith in your system, have faith in your own trading ability, because you know that longer term that you're going to have a good week again. It's going to make up for more than this week's losses, and you're going to continue back on the right side. Also, don't just suddenly throw your arms up in the air and say, oh, it's all gone wrong, the system's rubbish, or I need to go back to the forums to find the next latest greatest system. I don't need to go rushing out buying a $97 robot all of a sudden or some new indicator just because I've had a few losing trades. But unfortunately, people do that from time to time. So it's quite important to try and keep your emotions out of your trading as much as you possibly can. And as I've mentioned, come back to accept the fact that losing trades or losing days or losing weeks, sometimes even losing months, are just part of trading. So when you understand that and accept it, it will help you for when you do have those times where things are not going quite so well. So I hope that helps. As I mentioned, it's probably not a story that many people will talk about. And most people are always out there willing to share with you their success stories. I'm here as a trader openly telling you I've had a bad week. You know, it's part of trading. It's part of life. Get over it. Get on with it. Let's look forward to next Monday. And hopefully there's a really good week just around the corner. So I hope that helps you, because it is a really important aspect of trading that some people do struggle with and not many people talk about. So if there's anything else I can help you with, drop me an email, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com, and I look forward to talking to you this time next week. Bye for now.